survive. But you spoke louder. My child, you thrive. We're walking down.
Entertainment? Discover Beacon 333 Networks. Stream BTV and Kashmir TV not only on your computer and mobile devices, but also 24/7 on Roku. That's right. Enjoy your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Bring the best of Beacon 333 Networks family and faith television into your home now on Roku.
Hello, I'm Darnell.
And I'm Angela.
And this is
Garrison House.
Yes, we are here. It's Labor Day weekend, so we're doing something a little bit special. We are doing a special presentation.
Yes.
She did a video, a New Year Benefits type video. We'll do more on the actual next week, but we want to have some time to relax and let you all relax. So but first, we want to let you all to know to go ahead and subscribe. Like, follow, donate to our tip jar. All that's available at GarrisonHousePodcast.com. You can go to our Bandcamp site, and that's at GarrisonHouse.bandcamp.com. And you can go in there and donate, and basically that helps support us. Also, real quick, you know, before I go to our information, you can find out about my workout journey. But anyway, she's going to talk about what she's going to say what she's going to talk about.
Yes, today on the special presentation of Garrison House Podcast, you have heard us discuss Know Your Benefits on our podcast several times. So I did a special presentation on Know Your Benefits, and that is understanding GLP weight loss programs. We know that there are several weight loss programs out there for the GLPs. What are GLPs? It's your Ozempic, it is your Wegovy, Mounjaro, or Zepbound, okay? So, or semaglutide. And what that does, it's not going into the what it actually does to your body, but however, it's more understanding the programs that are out there. Which one is right? Which one should I do? Now, this is not a paid endorsement. This is it's just informational video. That is it. And so I was texting my sister. We were going back and forth at 10 o'clock at night, talking about these programs. So I said, you know, it's probably several other people out there who are not, who wants to probably know a little bit more. What program should I go into? So stay tuned and watch the special presentation, Understanding GLP Weight Loss Programs. And of course, if you don't know what I was actually talking about, we know that Serena Williams just said she was at the ROE program, R-O program. So we were just discussing those type of programs.
All right. Well, let's take a look at her special presentation and we'll be right back.
Hello, all you ladies and gentlemen. I thought I'll just jump in and tell you something that I have seen a lot of people talk about as a lot of things are going on. And I had an extensive conversation with my sister about it. We're texting back and forth at 10 o'clock at night. And that is concerning GLPs and what program should I be in? So we know there's several different types of programs out there, and trying to figure out which one is better. Technically, they're all the same. Yes, they are. The only thing that you're paying at this point is for the service. What is the service that they're offering? So what each one of these programs does, they say, oh, I'll run your insurance. We'll even do the prior authorization for you. Now, you can also find that out for yourself. Either you can go and call your prescription coverage, call the number, and see and ask them, is Zepbound, Mounjaro, Ozempic, or Wegovy covered? Okay. So Zepbound and Wegovy are for weight loss. Okay. Now, most insurances would cover Mounjaro and Ozempic because that is for type 2 diabetes. Now, if you do have type 2 diabetes, then that means that you probably already seen a doctor. And so then what those two drugs do is exactly the same thing as Zepbound and Wegovy. It's just marketed differently. FDA approved for something totally for different. One is for weight loss and one is for type 2 diabetes. So you're automatically, you still have to do the prior authorization for that. Just have to prove that you do, the doctors have to send notification to say that you do have type 2 diabetes. That's kind of all you need to do. Now, if you do not have type 2 diabetes, but you still need to lose weight, now what you would do is that you can go with the Zepbound or the Wegovy. Okay. Now, what you need to know, all these programs do, they do the intake process. And they were like, hey, they said I was approved for it. They said I was approved for the program. Yes. All they do is take the intake process. They ask you a series of questions. You answer them accordingly. And then what you gave them, then that way they can figure out, yes, is this program right for you? All of them do that. And what happens is you still would need a provider or a doctor to prescribe the medication. So what all these other programs do, you still need it. Okay, so you still need a doctor prescriber. So they're using their own medical professional to prescribe this medication for you. So that's what each program is. That's the reason why there are several different costs for these programs, because you are paying for the medical provider's fee or admin fee. Basically, that's what you're paying for. So that's the reason why they're saying it'd be $45 for the first month. And I think one program was $45 for the first month. But after that, it's $145 a month. You're just paying the admin fee. You're paying for the provider plus the service that they offer. Says, now we know Serena Williams, she was on Roe. And so if you just look it up, you can say, okay, Roe program costs X amount of dollars. Now, it's up to you if you want to pay for that program, but it's still not the price of the medication, the GLP. And what they do is they'll run your insurance, you give them your insurance information, they'll run your insurance and they'll let you know, and they'll do the prior authorization for you. And then they'll let you know if the insurance is going to cover it. Now, fair warning, that's the reason why I always said, that's the reason I was saying, you should go and talk to your insurance directly, because you can find that out yourself. Your insurance covers it. And so you want to let them know, hey, does my insurance cover Wegovy or Zepbound? So as I was saying, I was talking to my sister, and so she went on the app. And so she was able to find out if your insurance was covered or not. Now, the way they make it sound so excited, oh, we'll run the prior authorization. If you already have a primary care physician and you went to your doctor on a yearly basis or whatever you do, they can do the same thing. Yes. And you can only pay the copay for your office visit. If your copay is $20, you can just pay the $20 office visit. And if your doctor is willing to do the prior authorization, there you go. Remember those weight loss clinics? That's kind of what it is. It's just online. It's a weight loss clinic online. You just go there, they run your information, and then they'll do the prior authorization if your insurance covers it. Now, if they come back and say your insurance does not cover it, then what happens is they will give you cost of the medication. Yes. So that's the reason why it comes back. If you tell them, oh, I don't have insurance. Well, okay. So now you're looking at $400, $500 a month alone on just using these drugs. So sometimes, and if you run it through your insurance, most insurance will pay for it, whatever your brand copay is. Now, what happened was during the big C, right? During that C-19, there was a lot of backordering going on with semaglutide, okay? And you remember where these Ozempic and Wegovy is not American manufacturer, okay? But however, with Zepbound and Mounjaro is Eli Lilly, which is American manufacturer. And these are brand name drugs. So what was happening was because these things, these medications, GLPs were on a back order, semaglutides were on a back order, the FDA allowed for compounding agents to be used. And when you were on these compounding agents, it was way cheaper than what you would have done for Wegovy itself. Okay, so it'd been way cheaper. My cat is over here playing in his plastic. I tell you the truth, cats are weird. Anyway, so you can probably get it for $100+. It's still a lot, but still what it is. It is what it is. Okay. Now what happened was, FDA was like, well, because it's no longer on back order, they no longer will allow for compounding. Now, I don't know. I know on the Weight Watchers site, they said they don't do the compounding anymore. Now, I don't know if that's clear on everything, because what they said was now all of a sudden, the FDA said they feel they can't say for sure that this is effectiveness. So now they want you to go back to using prescription coverage, prescription brand or prescription medication for semaglutide, which is Ozempic and Wegovy. Most of the time, this is my conspiracy theory. This is just my theory. It's basically because they don't want you to, they didn't get the money. Because they're not getting paid. That's my conspiracy theory. I can't, don't say that, girl, on that. No, but that's my conspiracy theory. So let's go back. So I broke that down to you. So let's go back. How does prior authorizations work? What happens is, it doesn't take forever to do prior authorization on any medication, to be truthfully honest. It doesn't take that long. Once the doctor submits it, the PBM or whoever your insurance, whoever they go to, will take that information, run it through, put the information in, and see if you are approved or denied. It can take up to, and now it can take up to 24 hours, it can take up to 72 hours. And reason why it may take longer if the doctor did not respond fast enough. Okay, so that could be a possibility too, or possibly the doctor didn't do it. Prior authorizations do not take that long. However, that's kind of how it goes. Now, one of the things that you have to do, you can do this yourself. You can figure this out yourself. They would need to know if you have any illnesses, any disease, such as hypertension, hyperlipidemia, PCOS, if you have diabetes, if you have any other, what they call weight-related comorbidities, any diseases that will cause you to gain weight on a daily basis and it's hard for you to lose it. Those are what we call weight-related comorbidities. That's one of the things they will need to know. The second thing they would need to know is, of course, how much do you weigh? And then how tall are you? Okay. Now, what you can do is, you can, and then they need to, they take that information, your weight and your height, to find out what your BMI is, your body mass index. Okay. So what is your fat content, basically? And what you can do this yourself. You can go to Google or whatever you want to do and find out, you can plug it in and say, my BMI is, you can plug it in and say BMI calculator, type it in, BMI calculator. You type in what your height is, and then you put in your weight. Now, don't lie, okay? If you got to jump on a scale to find it out, find it out, but don't lie, okay? Because you're thinking, okay, I'm going to say it's less. No, technically, you don't want to be underweight, okay? Because if your BMI is not matching, then you will not be able to get it. Okay. So, but don't over exaggerate either. Okay. Because then you're all in big trouble. So they calculate how much you weigh. Okay. So, excuse me. So you put in your height again, Google BMI calculator. You put in your height, you put in your weight, and then it calculates what your, BMI is. Okay. Anything over 30, BMI is over 30, that's what they consider obese. Okay, so you want to at least be 30 and over in order to be considered obese. If you are under 30 or 27, between 27 and 29, but if you have a weight-related comorbidity, so let's say that you have hypertension, hyperlipidemia, or let's even say you have PCOS, most women, we all go through these hormonal changes, and let's say you have that. That's a weight-related comorbidity. So then that means that you still will qualify for it, even though if your BMI is at 28, long as you have at least one weight-related comorbidity, then you qualify for it, okay? So if you were at 30 and above, you qualify for it. If you are under 30 but has one weight-related comorbidity, you qualify for it. But however, your insurance prescription coverage has to cover weight loss or anti-obesity drugs. If your insurance or your prescription coverage, rather, does not cover anti-obesity drugs, then it doesn't matter. You will not be able to get it through your prescription coverage. So what these programs do, they will give you the cash price for it. Okay. Now, I know Eli Lilly has their own program. Okay, so it's the same drug as if you would have got ZepBound. However, in this particular case, they is packaged differently. They put them in a vial form. And then so way Mounjaro is, way ZepBound is, it's a pen. It's four separate pens and you inject one pen a week. Okay. Way the ZepBound has done, or Eli Lilly has done, they put it in a vial form. Like if you know by anybody with diabetes, they have vials and they used to have to use a syringe. You have to draw it out. That's what it is. Okay. So it's cheaper. I guess maybe packaging, because the packaging is cheaper. So they offer where you can get the lower dose, which is 2.5 for, I think it was like $349 a month. Okay. As you go titrate higher up to the higher dose, which is 5, then it goes up to, I believe, about 4 or something a month, okay, or $400 a month, something like that. So if your insurance doesn't pay for it, this is what you're looking at, okay? This is what Eli Lilly does. Now, other programs, so that's the reason why you got to make sure. Other programs do have it. Now, some program I know, I think it was HER, I think they require you to pay the full year up front. And that's just the program. You're not even talking about the medication. You're just talking about the program itself. And they require you to pay their fee all 12 months up front. There are some programs that require you to only pay. They do have like a 3-month program. They have, or you can do monthly, month by month. But if you do month by month, they charge a little bit more. Some programs charge a little bit more. So that's in anyone. That's Roe, that's HER, that's Weight Watchers, Mochi, all those programs. They do the same thing. You're just paying for their admin and provider fee, which is just an admin fee that you have to pay a provider fee in order for the doctor to fill out a prescription for you and send it into the pharmacy. If you have prescription coverage and your coverage covers it, then all you have to do is pay for their fee. Okay, so that's the reason why it kind of doesn't matter which one you choose, right? All of them will do the prior authorization for you. It's just, again, it's just like a weight loss clinic. It's just online. So it kind of wouldn't matter which one you choose. So if you want to go with the cheapest one with the cheapest fee, which I found, I think Weight Watchers is the one that has the least expensive fee. Okay, I think Roe was like, which was Serena Williams was on. I think hers was, $45 for the first month and $145 a month after that. However, I believe they require you to pay the first 6 months. I don't know. You may want to double check that. So again, it's just whatever one you don't, you know, whatever your budget allows. Okay. And especially if your insurance covers it, then what you do is then all you have to do is just pay the insurance fee, your prescription coverage fee. So if your brand copay is $25, you pay $25. If your brand copay is $40, you pay the $40. That's how it goes. Okay, so again, call your prescription insurance. See if they pay for weight loss or anti-obesity drugs, or more specifically, ZepBound or Wegovy. If they do pay for it, ask how much it would have been. But it will still need a prior authorization. And they probably will say, well, do you want to do it over the phone? You can do your own, but they do require a provider. And again, a doctor still has to prescribe the medication for you. Okay? So it is a prescription medication. Again, I was telling you, semaglutide is the drug ingredient for Ozempic and Wegovy. Teratriazepatide or something like that is the drug ingredient for ZepBound and Mounjaro. They are the same exact things. Well, Wegovy and Ozempic is semaglutide is the same exact thing. It's just that whatever the FDA is approved for, okay? Ozempic and Mounjaro is approved for type 2 diabetes. And again, if you have type 2 diabetes, you're good to go. Okay. Now, one thing also they just now let you do is if you have cardiovascular disease, I believe Wegovy is now FDA approved for that. So if you have cardiovascular disease, it's approved for that. if you have sleep apnea, I believe Wegovy, I can't remember which one, it is FDA approved for that. Okay, so you, if you have sleep apnea, it's a lot, but you still have to, if you go to a sleep doctor, you can have your sleep doctor, if you use a CPAP or anything, and if you are clinically diagnosed as having sleep apnea, then you can go and your pulmonary or your sleep specialist can prescribe that for you also. And technically, any doctor could prescribe it. if you're a woman, if you go to gynecologists all the time, most gynecologists will prescribe it. Now, what happens too is a lot of people were way back years, 20 years ago, bariatric treatment was the thing. Okay, so this was surgical. Most insurance companies still want to go with surgical. So that's the reason why they probably won't necessarily pay for anti-obesity agents. Okay, so they want you to use surgical methods in order to, because you gotta realize it's not that you have to be on it all the time, but once your body adjusts to the new weight and you got down to where you want, I will always add plus 10%. Okay, so if you wanted to be 200 pounds or 150 pounds, I will always add plus 10% in order to be down, 135, okay? I know it's kind of weird because sometimes what happens, your body has to adjust for it, and once you get off the medication, most likelihood, you will gain 10% back. That's kind of anything. You know, way back when it was Jenny Craig and the other programs they had out there, people were using it and losing weight, but however, once they stopped the program, they were gaining it back. Because when you're using their food, you're eating their food based on whatever the calories and whatever the carb counts they were using. But once you start adding your own food in there now, that's what was happening. People were starting to gain the weight back. So that's the reason why I always say just add plus either 5 to 10% extra in order to make up for whatever weight, just in case once you stop using the medication. And then your body will start to adjust to it. And then, of course, your stomach will start to shrink. So you wouldn't be as hungry as you usually would. So I hope this was basically informational. I have no sponsorship, no nothing on these programs. But I just wanted to have you be aware and just be more aware of what these programs are and what does that mean to you if you choose to go to the program. If you wanted to go with Roe because Serena Williams was on Roe, good for you. If you want to do Weight Watchers, if you wanted to do Moshi, her, or any of those other programs, that's fine. Just remember, you had to pay for their fee and whatever their fee was. Plus, you would have to pay for the cost of the medication. And if your insurance does not cover it, then you have to see how much they would charge you for the medication. Thank you. Hopefully this was informational. If you have any questions, leave a comment and I'll try to get back with you. Bye. Happy weight loss.
All right. We're back. Hey, that was some good information.
Yes. I hope you really enjoyed it. And thank you for staying tuned and watching the special presentation. And again, happy Labor Day.
Yes. Happy Labor Day. Hopefully you're not laboring.
You are at rest.
Yes. Take this day and relax. This is everybody's rest day. But before we do that, I got my special presentation. We have an upcoming,
yes,
several music projects that are in the camp. And one of them is for our movie that we will have funded soon.
Yes.
And so I had shared this privately with everyone. I said, well, you know what? Her presentation is not really a whole hour. So we're going to go ahead on this Labor Day edition. We're going to share with the world what we've been sharing with people privately in messages for quite a while here. So enjoy some of the music from the upcoming movie, Nine Gifts, and let us know.
Yes.
Send us an email and let us know which song you like the best. Yes.
Whatever platform you're on. Yeah. Send us a comment and let us know, are you enjoying Garrison House Podcast, the special presentations, and the music? Go ahead, babe.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a look at the music and we'll be right back.
Images going through my head, loving the body of you, anticipating the coming of you, not knowing the spirit of you. I could never believe that you have chosen me. I could never understand you entrusted me. I represent gifts. I give blessed with grace, blessed with love. Nine gifts from above.
Accepted by grace, fire. Precious God, one, destined for new beginnings, and eight, blessings never done, knowledge of man, six, wisdom of Trinity, three, start to the end of completion, seven, victory we see, blessed with gifts.
Nine gifts, endlessly, oh. Behold the precious God, one, destined for new beginnings, eight, blessed with gifts, nine, eternity. Nine gifts.
miraculous is manifested every day. No man can deliver you from your pain. There is no richness to be gained. Miracles are open to you. Slain, you can feel the power of God reign. They're here to stay.
Miracles do happen today.
Oh, they're here to stay. Miracles began to pour out on you. You can feel the heat of God, and your spirit begins to soar. Do you believe in miracles? Oh, I believe in miracles. Hands lifted high, healing in the house. Heaven opens wide.
Set me as a seal unto your heart, a seal unto your embrace. Many waters cannot quench my love for you, nor a flood drown it away.
I pledge to you a golden seal, a mark of our true covenant. I give unto you my heart, for whom my heart loves.
upon the darkness of my soul.
You revive me, my Lord. Let your spirit cleanse me, and your love edify me.
Replace the hurt with the kindness of your heart. Set me as a seal.
Thank you. test became your glory story. Your cross opened wide my destiny.
You should hide me your secret tabernacle. Shall you hide me when my mother shall forsake me? You should hide me in that secret place, your pavilion. Shall you hide me when my father shall forsake me? You should hide me in that secret place, your pavilion. Shall you hide? Watch over those I love. Take care of those I love. Protect them from evil. And let them know how much you are there. Your sweet pavilion, shall you hide me? Oh, you should hide me. Over half I desired of Lord, I will seek after the Lord all the days of my life.
Anticipating the coming of you, not knowing the spirit of you.
Nine represent gifts. Nine gifts.
I could never believe that you have chosen me. I could never understand you entrusted in me. Tempted by grace, five, behold the precious God, one destined for new beginnings.
blessed with gifts. Nine gifts.
Knowledge of man, 6. Wisdom of Trinity, 3. Start to the end of completion, 7. Behold the victory, 10. Blessed with gifts, 9
gifts.
Knowledge of man, 6. Wisdom of Trinity, 3. Start to the end of completion, 7. Behold the victory, 10. Blessed with gifts,
9 gifts. 9 gifts.
Images going through my head. Voices bearing in my ears. Try to escape the thoughts of you. Loving the body of you. Anticipating the coming of you. Not knowing the spirit of you.
Represent gifts. 9 gifts. Knowledge of man, 6.
Wisdom of Trinity, 3. Start to the end of completion,
7. Behold the victory, 10. Blessed with gifts, 9. 9 gifts.
9 gifts.
Knowledge of man, 6. Wisdom of Trinity, 3. Start to the end of completion, 7. Behold the victory, 10. Blessed with gifts, 9.
9 gifts.
Knowledge of man, 6. Wisdom of Trinity, 3. Start to the end of completion, 7. Behold the victory, 10. Blessed with gifts, 9.
9 gifts.
Knowledge of man, knowledge of man, knowledge of
9
gifts.
9 gifts.
Knowledge of man, knowledge of man, knowledge of
9
gifts.
9 gifts.
9 gifts.
Hey, that's some good music there.
Yes, I hope you really enjoyed it. Again, let us know which track did you enjoy. Leave a comment. Send us a hey. Let us know that you're enjoying Garrison House Podcast, that you're enjoying the special presentation, and you're enjoying the music.
Yeah, I loved, my favorite song is all of them.
Right.
I really don't have a favorite. We have on the screen, we have 3 projects listed behind her. We have a 4th one that's in progress right now. All the music will be available very soon for you to purchase. So
yes. And then on 9 Gifts, these lyrics were written about,
25 years ago by her.
I was like, ooh, I wrote that. And to hear it play on music, it's amazing. It's an honor. And I really hope that you guys enjoyed each and every one of the songs. And we appreciate your comment. Going to garrisonhouse.bandcamp.com.
And you pick up the Power of Resilience.
Yes. Yes. And then that way you can listen to the music, which one you actually liked, and then you can actually buy it.
Yes.
It's only, you know, it's not like it's $10, $20, I believe. It's no more.
Well, the whole project is 20 donations.
Right.
It's a donation there. So you can actually go above. You
know, right.
You can do the 20 or you can just do above and you get music.
Right.
Now, when we get the other products into the stores here in the coming, very soon, that pricing will be a little different. However,
can't you buy a track?
You'll be able to buy a track. You can buy a track even on Bandcamp.
Right.
And you will be able to buy a track on 9 Gifts because our albums have various versions of each song. So you may say, oh, I like this version. Born to Praise. Oh, I like that version of Born to Praise because it was a gospel version that grew on me. But the original Born to Praise is on 9 Gifts. And that's the song I actually wrote driving 3 years ago. And so we've been creating. So we have the 4th project is coming out. I was listening to some of it today. We were listening to some of it. And it's actually, the next one has some good music too. So, but anyway, we want you to go on ahead and enjoy your holiday. We are enjoying ours.
Yes.
And we want you all to go on ahead and make sure you, as we said earlier, tag, share. I'm not even sure why we're saying tag, but share. become part of our YouTube. We're going to get the right YouTube link because we have 2 of them there. We're going to get that corrected soon. So you'll be able to go to our website and go to the correct YouTube channel. That's the one that has our audio only. So we're going to have that fixed very soon. So, but anyway, I guess we got to go.
Yes. And thank you for joining us on our special presentation. It's really short. And again, GarrisonHousePodcast.com.
Yep, go there, and that's where you can go and share. But anyway, I'm Darnell.
And I'm Angela.
Thanks for watching Garrison House. See ya.
Bye-bye.
to empty, a grace filled the space. Held on to hope in the hardest place. Been through the fire, but never got burned. These trials just showed us how much we've learned. We're still standing, we're still breathing, still got joy and we're still believing. We come through storms, but never alone. We're still standing and we're ready to move. We're still standing and we're ready to move.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
let's hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This
is our new beginning. You, the night tried to
Hosanna the Movie Soundtrack. Now available where digital music is sold.
And the people cry, Hosanna.